Getting scammed can decimate your confidence and leave you feeling ashamed and alone. Neuropsychologists suspect that people with brain injury are more vulnerable to being scammed than others. But now, researchers have teamed up with people who have brain injury to try and help the community be safer online, as Claudia Long reports.
When you're online, it can be really tricky to tell what's real and what's a scam.
I just logged onto a dating site and this woman popped up.
When Colin got scammed through a dating site a few years ago, it really shook him.
Then after a very, very short period of time, like, you know, a couple of days or something, I suppose, she asked me to go onto another site and that's how it started, I suppose.
Colin has a brain injury and for the past 8 years or so, he's been working with neuropsychologist Kate Gould from the Monash Epworth Rehabilitation Research Centre.
I wasn't able to find anything out there in the literature or in the media to help me understand how does a scam work from a psychological perspective and how do you help somebody?
It's really, really rare for a scam to have any kind of silver lining. But Colin's experience led to the pair developing a training program together to help others with brain injury protect themselves from scammers. It's called Cyber Ability.
The training that we have covers 8 topics, looking at what is a scam, how scams and brain injury might be related. We have tips throughout, and it's all set up for people with various disabilities to be able to engage in the way that's going to be most accessible to them.
The training has also been informed by research their team has undertaken. Interviews conducted with people with brain injury significantly contribute to the design and content of the online course and training sessions. For Colin, working on the project has been a great way to spread the word about how people can better protect themselves, particularly folks with brain injury.
When I was doing the keynote presentation at Brain Injury Australia, somebody in the audience had realised that they'd been scammed.
Like Colin, Jimmy, who also has a brain injury, has been scammed online.
You live with the pain of the damage it's caused. But with the Cyber Ability Project, the qualitative interviews were almost therapeutic. And they were, of course, to help create the program to help us stay safe.
And being involved with the program and the research has been a way to regain a sense of confidence.
It's so wonderful to know that I'm helping other people to not suffer what I have. Scams truly do change and scar lives, and that courses like these truly do assist one to empower themselves and regain identity.
Cyber Ability participant Jimmy ending that report from Claudia Long.